The acting Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Al-Hassan, has assured the public that the police have put in place measures to ensure a smooth 56th Independence celebration. He said the MTTU has deployed personnel on the roads to ensure safety of all road users and provide security to all citizens. The IGP said this when he toured some communities along the Accra Cape Coast Road to determine why the route has become accident-prone. Anita Weskin was with the team and has filed this report.
The team's first point of call was Budumburam, where a tipper truck loaded with sand and tilted to the left was left on the road. The second place was Gomuamampong, where an accident recently claimed 14 lives. From Gomuamampong, the team went to Ejumakung, where another accident occurred, but fortunately, no lives were lost. The last point of call was the Cape Coast Elmina Road. The acting IGP, Mohammed Al-Hassan, said the police has put in place measures to ensure free flow of traffic on the Cape Coast Accra Road and also prevent avoidable accidents. He said the police, in collaboration with other security agencies, will deploy personnel to provide security and sanity on the roads.
Gomuamampo, where 14 deaths were recorded. We talk about Ejumaku recently, where we lost some 7 persons. There is a palm recently that we are all aware of. I think this is unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. If you lose one finger, we don't want it, let alone losing life. If I should give you the statistics for February, it's quite alarming. This shouldn't happen in our dear country here. In February alone, the end of February statistics that we have, shows that we have a nationwide a total of 1,025 accidents throughout the country. We recorded some 128 deaths. 128 deaths out of this number. And the sad thing is that out of this...
The Central Regional Police Commander, Stephen Andokofi, urged Ghanaians to do a thorough check on their vehicles before embarking on any journey.
That was a report by Anita Weskin.